This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is Dr. Daniel Shaw. He is an adult and pediatric endocrinologist and assistant professor at Pennington Biomedical Research Center. Dr. Shaw is announcing the opening of the Childhood Obesity and Diabetes Research Program, also the opening of a new pediatric research clinic at Pennington. Welcome, Dr. Shaw.
Thank you, Susan.
Certainly. Happy to have you. The Baton Rouge-based campus, it has a renovated space for the children's activities known as TRECC, TRECC. Tell us about it.
So TRECC stands for the Translational Research Clinic for Children. And this space was the original Pennington Clinic building that has been completely renovated and converted into a space for pediatric research. It's 14,000 square feet of space with 6 exam rooms, 2 specialized procedure rooms, as well as a demonstration kitchen and activity rooms for children with an outdoor playground and exercise equipment geared towards children.
What will you be asking of the children and their parents? Let's start off with the exercise room.
So in the exercise room, we can do a variety of different assessments, being able to observe the amount of physical activity and the types of exercises that kids enjoy participating in. And we can also quantify the amount of exercise that they're able to do. We have exercise specialists at Pennington who work with the children and can eventually teach them different types of exercise that they can do at home even.
So you have child-sized equipment, and then we go to treadmills, stationary bicycles. How do you get equipment like this?
So this the equipment was purchased through a company that specializes in this type of sort of staged exercise equipment, where the bikes are not too too short for taller kids, and you have smaller bikes for the smaller children. The treadmills are not as long, and so these are again are all geared towards different age groups, and they starting from school age all the way into teenagers.
You mentioned, or I thought you mentioned, the demonstration kitchen for family nutrition and meal prep. What is the proposed intention for the child and his or her parents?
With the demonstration kitchen, we can have cooking classes on site, and we all know that it's really important to have meals at home as a family, and some people just don't know how to prepare fresh fruits and vegetables and good healthy meals. And this would be a way to involve the whole family and to teach not only the parents but also the children healthy meals to be eating.
Is this a first that Pennington Biomedical Research Center is getting involved in childhood obesity?
So we have actually had several studies examining childhood obesity in the past, but this is truly sort of the formalization of a program and a focus in childhood obesity and diabetes. And so this is historic for Pennington, which has been very well known worldwide for looking at all sorts of chronic diseases and studying their effects and prevention and treatment of those diseases.
Do you have any other ongoing pediatric studies?
We do. We have a couple of them going on that I can just touch on briefly. One of them is a study called Club Connect, which is a 12-week exergaming dance study for adolescent girls. And we're trying to see if active video games can increase physical activity. The next study is called Cadence Kids, and it's a study where we're measuring steps per minute and trying to understand the intensity of exercise in a young age group and comparing that to how many steps they take per minute.
Well, I also wanted to ask you, when you cite limiting the amount of screen time for children, mm-hmm. are you talking about computers and television?
Yeah, so that's all screen time. The average child in the United States gets about 7 to 8 hours of screen time per day. And the recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics is to limit screen time to under 2 hours. And that screen time can be TV, computer, video games, even nowadays smartphones, because they're actually looking at a screen and not having the opportunity to have physical activity.
Thanks, Dr. Shaw. For more information on these topics, go to WRKF.org. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole Editor for Conversations in Medicine.